So yeah, really just wanted to share what's on our heart this week. I'll share this week. We are just so blessed and God is really doing a great work in our life. And I know it might get a bit boring us saying that each week, but he truly is. He's just taken us from the pit into the palace. We are just so blessed and thankful for everything God is doing. And this week has just been so blessed. It's been so, I've been so thankful. So as some of you know, me and Danny decided to start our own fellowship. To put some things into perspective. So last year, me and Danny, we felt like we wanted to start a fellowship, and we were listening to the encouragement, and we started a fellowship, and it was really in our own strength. It was really quite mechanically done, you know. We thought, right, we're going to do it. We did a day that we thought would be best, probably a day that was more convenient to us. And really, when we started it, nothing manifested from it, and it wasn't really exciting. There was nothing really, to be honest, the desire wasn't there. It wasn't there. We were just doing it because we thought, yeah, that's what everyone's doing. And then this year we've gone through a lot. Over the next few months, I'm sure the testimonies will come out, but we've gone through an awful lot over the last 3 to 4 months, and really it's helped us to glue completely to God, trust him in every area of our life, not look on our own understanding. And the more that we've gone through everything we've gone through over the last couple of months, it's really helped us to understand who God is, his true heart, and what his plan and purpose is for our lives. And we, after everything that we've gone through and experienced, I've just had this burning desire, like burning in my heart, to start fellowship again. And I was lifting it, like sharing it with Danny and sharing it with Lawrence and Kim, and just saying, like, I don't want to do anything in my own strength. I don't want it to be. I am definitely a new creation in Christ, and I'm really seeing how God works. And he is really for us, but I don't want to do things in my own strength. And the more and more I was talking about running a fellowship, the more that I was talking to Danny, the desire just started to grow. Like my heart just, that's all I could think about. That was all I was talking to Danny about. That's all I was even talking to my family about. It was like, I really want to start a fellowship. Most of you know that I'm not working at the moment, and I really feel that's led by God. Not that I'm full-time or anything, it's just that's something that God don't need me to do right now. And I've been telling like friends, like, oh, I really would love to be in ministry, and just confessing things out of my mouth. And the more that I've been doing that, this desire has just been really in my heart, start a fellowship. So me and Danny came together in prayer. Obviously, I was speaking to him about it. And me and Danny have a very special relationship, like a real godly relationship. Like when we pray together each morning, thanks be to God, and when we pray individually about things, we come together, and we don't decide on something until we've come together and we've got the answer from God. And we've always tried to make it like that, but doing things in our own strength and living like the world and doing our own things, that's not always worked out. But this year, really everything that we've prayed individually for a need or for something to manifest, we've prayed individually, we've come together, and 99.9% of the time it's matched. It's really been just awesome from God, like really God just teaching us. And so we've been talking about fellowship, talking about not doing things in our own strength, not going out and do our own ministry, like going out and collecting people off the streets, so say. Basically, Danny one day came home, and he just started sharing things with me about how he could see things grow and move in Bristol, and how things are going to start to manifest through us. And wow, the things he was saying was the exact pictures and images I was having in my head without even speaking to him. All he knew was that it was really strong on my heart to do a fellowship. Yeah, so anyway, that was the decision. We decided, okay, we're going to start a fellowship. As you know, we have to decorate the house and just do a few things. And then we were like, right, okay, so when are we doing it? What day do you want us to do fellowship, God? Is it is in your hands. Whatever day, we're not putting a law on it. We're not doing it because we want it to fit into our timetable. But what day do you want us to do? So anyway, Danny goes off to work, and then I've gone and done my stuff. And after a couple of days, we come together, and it's like, okay, have we thought about a day to start fellowship? And both of us, like really, both of us just came with Tuesday. And normally before, we've done it on a Monday, like any time we've tried to do this before. So it was a brand new day, a Tuesday. But we didn't have a time. So again, we took it to prayer individually, prayed together in the morning. And God wasn't giving Danny his answer as quick as that I wanted him to. Danny's big deal at the moment, because I was like, has God given you a time yet? Has he given you a time yet? No, not yet. And I'm like, well, you best be knocking a bit harder, because time's pushing on. I'm just having lots of fun with it. So anyway, on Sunday, I said to him, I was like, so have you got a time to start fellowship? Because Tuesday's only 2 days away, and we need a time. And how's God going to send it if we haven't got a time? And then he was just like, Amber, I think you should do it at 7:30. And well, I was just like, amen. That is exactly when we're doing it, because that is the exact time that I had in my heart. And that is truly before God. The day and the time just came. And so I've been really excited. I was really excited to start fellowship on Tuesday, knowing this week that it was only going to be me and Danny. And that's great, because it's getting things in order, us getting ourselves prepared, but really not doing anything in our own strength. So Tuesday came, and we started fellowship at 7:30, and we just did everything as God led. Obviously, we couldn't really do much because it was just me and Danny, but actually the things that God did on Tuesday were absolutely phenomenal. He really got to speak to our hearts about individual things, about how we really, this time it was to look to him and only him, to do things in God's strength, not in our strength, and to really just keep our focus on God. So if 1 week we've got 20 people here, then another week there might not be anybody here, or if some people come and then they go off, it doesn't matter, because our focus is on him, God. And it's him who's doing the work. Like we share most weeks, is him who works in us, the willing to do of his good pleasure. And he's doing that. He's doing that with me and Danny. He's molding and shaping us. We are his clay, and he's just making us how he has created us from the beginning. And it's just really great to see him go to work. So anyway, we've just started fellowship Tuesday, just started to bring things together, talking about it, started to read a little bit in Acts about the day of Pentecost and how God added to the church, and just the desire is just growing and growing and growing. So, like, we have these pictures in our head of people, and me and Danny absolutely love music, and we love the thought of having people who can play instruments and have a bit of a worship team, and not even for that day, but just, yeah, I don't know, just vision and vision and vision's growing. And it's not that we're building it, it's not that we're doing it. And over the last couple of months, you know that I've been connecting with Lawrence for some one-on-ones, and really just going to God with everything, just really asking him to give me his desire. And Lawrence has been talking about, you know, making a decision, a committed decision, acting upon that decision, and then just continuing in that. And yesterday, I think it was, I was just on my way home from somewhere, and I was just praying to God about these things, you know. God, really, it is to make that decision. And what was that decision? And God was showing me that decision is to ask me for the desire, you know, make the decision to come to me, to get that desire from me. And then when you get that desire, when you decide to put it into action, you decide to move on it, because there has to be an action in what we do. That's just being led by God. That's being led by God in everything we do, because it's him who's doing the work. So even though we have to take the first step, he does the other 1,000 after that, because we're being led by him all the time. And then to continue in that, so to not stop, no matter what winds may come, no matter what distractions may come, no matter how we're feeling, no matter what's going on in our health, is to not stop. You know, we've made the decision to do whatever God's put in our heart, and that might be something different for each and every one of us, and it might be different each day. For me and Danny, it was to start a fellowship, to see things grow here in Bristol, like India, and it can grow like any place in the world, but we want it. We've been to India, we've seen it manifest in India, we've seen how things are quite simple in India and how things go, because people literally look to God and then things happen. And so that was the desire. That was the desire from God. So we've made the decision to act on that. Then we've put the action in place by asking him for a day and a time, which was led by him. It was nothing in our own strength, because we probably would have done a Monday and probably a bit of a later time or something. And now it's for us to continue in that and to know that God is working, he's moving, and he's building the church. He's sending them people such as that should be saved. And he knows the ones that are ready for now. And for the last week, I keep saying to Danny, like, Bristol is ready for a time such as this. That saying's just been in my head for about 2 weeks. There's a time such as this, that things are going to move. You know, there's going to be fellowships in every city, every town, every village. And that it's just going to go from being bigger and bigger and bigger, and not because we're doing anything, but because our focus is on God and we're looking only to him. So it doesn't matter who comes, when they come and how they come, the focus is going to be God and is always God. And then a miracle happened, which is really, I'm not going to go too much into it because my focus isn't on that one person. However, I've been working with this lady. I haven't really been working with her, to be honest. She's been talking to me, texting me. I used to work with her, and I've made the decision that I'm not going to chase people. I'm not going to be contacting people. I'm not that kind of person anyway, but just to trust God. And then when I went and seen her on Tuesday, and I was just talking to her about many things, I needed to let her talk for at least an hour before I could talk. And I was just led, and it was, so no, I left her house. And then on that evening, after me and Danny did fellowship, we went to bed. And I woke up the next morning with her, really, so on the Wednesday, with this lady really, really strong in my heart, like really strong in my heart. So I just texted her. I just said, you know, me and Danny are starting a fellowship. I know this is all very new to you. She's gone to the website and she's listened to a few things. But her heart is really just to know about God, really, for basics, you know. And I said to her, our job is literally to direct people straight to God. Is like, not to us, not to man, not to the Bible, but to direct people, direct you straight to God and help you to understand how you can go to God and how all your needs can be met, but how you can really manifest God's goodness here today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your days and help people, because she's a real helper and server, and help people through that. And I said to her, I just made it available. I just said, you know, on a Tuesday at 7:30, we're going to do a hymn fellowship. Within 10 minutes, she texted me back and said, Amber, I would absolutely love to come because Tuesdays are perfect for me because I don't work on a Wednesday. I'm really excited. I can feel a big change in my life. Yeah. And I was just so excited. Honestly, I couldn't. I was trying to get hold of Danny. Like, I rang him like 10 times because he was at work. I was just so excited because there was nothing in my strength, nothing in Danny's strength, nothing. We just made it available. I've just made it available to her. And if she comes 1 week and doesn't come again, or she comes every week, our job is to direct her to God. Our job is to say, you know, you can go to God, teach her about Jesus Christ, bring her to be born again if she's not already born again, to speak in tongues, honoring God, and then she begins, and then she goes, and then she starts her own fellowship, and then she has somebody who starts their own fellowship. Like, that's how I'm seeing it grow in my head. And for the first time in 11 years since knowing God, I'm excited. For the first time in 11 years, I truly understand what God is doing and how easy and simple it is when we trust him and we look only to him and not do anything in our own strength. Because when we do things in our own strength, when we do things mechanically, thinking that we have to do something because that's what God requires from us, we get burnt out. We become not focused. We become focused on the person, or focused on the money, or focused on the healing, or focused on the situational stuff, rather than the focus on God. And I'm learning that our focus has to be fully on God. And when we've made that decision to fully focus on him, take our foot out of the world and put it fully in God, And I know that can be a bit hard for some of us sometimes because of how we're connected to people and situations. But when we make that decision, God does the rest of the work, guys. He has really overtaken us with his blessings. He's like opened up the floodgates of heaven in a supernatural way that going back 6 months ago, we would have never thought, wow, it's this quick, it's this fast. And for us, we're just thankful and humble to see God move in our life, to see God move in our family's life, and just, yeah, all the glory to God, all the glory to him, because it is a time such as now for him to move in mine and Danny's life, for him to do what he'd planned all them years ago, but we just kept doing things because we wanted to, or we wanted other things to satisfy us. And the other thing to all of this, like I spoke to Danny the other day, which was strong on my heart, I've had a real lot of experiences in life, you know. If I could write a book a bit like Lawrence with the different experiences and things that I've gone through and done in my life, and none of it ever brought me joy, perfect joy, perfect peace, perfect happiness. I've done pretty much most things that a lot of people probably would think there's no way I'm doing that. And I've done it from a very young age and just experienced life in many different ways. And I was telling him the other day, like, nothing, I've always been here, there and everywhere, seeing so many different people, being involved with so many different things, thinking that them things were making me happy, when actually they were just bringing me to destruction. And now that I'm in this place with God, now that I can really see how God moves when we make that decision and we continue in that, no matter how hard it seems, God, like, I'm out of destruction. I'm really full of joy. I'm full of peace. Like I said, the last 3-4 months have not been easy. We have definitely come up against our challenges. We have definitely gone through our wilderness and storms, and certain times thinking, wow, are we getting through this? But God brought us through it to the point where we're at now. And so all I want to encourage you guys is, it only takes one decision to make us come out of destruction. And for me, it took a long time. It's taken nearly 12 years, to really get focused, to really know what I want, and to really put that trust in God. Because God can't move if we don't give it to him, if we don't say, God, move in my life now. I've chosen you. I desire to move with you. Whatever, your will be done, God, not mine. And it might seem that we're very excited, and it might seem always a bit full on and everything like that, but it is. It's very full on. It's very exciting, and nothing's going to change, because no matter what circumstances we come up against, God is with us. He's for us. And if he's for us and with us, nothing can be against us. So I'm really excited about our fellowship. I'm really excited to see how things are going to move in Bristol and all over the United Kingdom. And not because me and Danny are anything, like, we're everything, because we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. But in our flesh, we are nothing. And it's all through God's way, God's strength. And then, yeah. So I just encourage you to be blessed, to know that God really does love you. He loves us. And whatever that desire is, if it's to go for a walk, if it's to help your neighbour, if it's to just go for a walk or a run or to go and see a friend, just make sure it's what God puts in your heart. And when God puts it in your heart and is right and you act upon that, you'll see the manifestation of them blessings come and overtake you, because it's his will be done and not ours. So, yeah, really excited, really thankful to God, and really blessed to be here with you guys and be able to share and encourage what God is doing in our lives. And I know that each week is just going to testimonies after testimonies, because there's been loads that's gone on in the last 2 weeks that I could share, but I'd end up taking up the whole night, and I'm sure you all don't want to hear me that long. So there will be more testimonies and stuff coming, because it's God who does the work, and he's doing the work, and really is in his hands, and it's just an honour and a privilege to be his daughter and his son. Yeah, God bless you guys, and have a really, really great night. That's all I have to share.